Good evening. It is 2 a.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Donovan Menard. You're listening to the third episode of my show, The Tortoise Tower Hour. It's pretty nice Wednesday morning out there. And I'm going to play you... I'm going to start with some Chicago, you know? It's a fantastic band. We're going to play the song Introduction by Chicago. And I hope you enjoy. I apologize. We seem to be having some technical difficulties, so bear with me a moment. I'm gonna be attempting to play this song. I don't know if there's a problem with the volume or what. But I'm going to try it one more time. Alright, so, the music seems to be not playing for some reason, which is not good. We're off to a bit of a rocky start. I apologize once again. We do have a pretty good show for you tonight. We're just gonna attempt to get everything up and running. I'm gonna start by restarting... we can try that. I'm gonna just plug it into a different aux cord here and see if that does the trick. All right. Hopefully, you'll be hearing music in a moment. Okay. There appears to be some volume. I don't believe the music is playing. It does not seem to be playing. So, it's not an issue with the aux cord. It's got to be an issue with my laptop, which I'm going to restart. And while I do that, I'd like to introduce a special guest I have with me today. I was hoping to... introduce them in a much more smooth way, but it does seem to be, we do have to kill some time here while the computer restarts, so I'd like to introduce with you one moment. Let me see which mic we have. On mic. Microphone number 4. You know what? Why don't you go to that? Okay. On microphone number 3, we have my very special guest, Jaden.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going well.
It's fantastic. So, Jaden, I know him because I did my Tufts Wilderness pre-orientation with him. He was in my group, so we've been through a lot together. We got lost in the woods together for, like, 20 minutes. It was quite an experience. So yeah, sorry about it again. The bumpy start, Jaden. Everything's been going pretty smoothly until now. Do you have anything you'd like to say or anything you want to talk about?
Not at the moment. I mean, I had a lot of fun with you on the 2-trip. Especially
Yeah. It was definitely...
Lost on the trail. Yeah.
We went down, like, the wrong... We took a wrong turn. And it was kind of foolish of us. But, you know, it all turned out okay. Like, you know, we're here today. We're in one piece. And, you know, that's what's important. You know? All right, so the laptop is up and running. And we're going to try to play our music one more time. So that's aux 1.
Oh,
That was Home at Last by Steely Dan from the album Asia. And before that, you heard Introduction by Chicago from their very first album, Chicago Transit Authority, which was actually originally the name of the band, but then they changed it to just plain old Chicago because Chicago Transit, like the actual Chicago Transit Authority, was like, hey, you guys can't be named that. That's what we are. Looks like we got the fuzz driving by. We got some sirens. I don't know. Something's going down out there. Oh, yeah. What do you think that is, Jaden? Any ideas?
I don't know. Was that a fire truck? I couldn't tell.
I thought it was, but I think I just saw like a car in the window.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's the fuzz.
Uh-oh.
The fuzz.
They're coming for you, don't they?
Scram, yeah. They drove right past, though. They don't know what's up, you know, so that's good. You know, we don't want them on to us, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? So, Jaden, what kind of music do you like?
I'm not really into one genre. I know basic it is kind of say that.
No, it's...
But it really depends on, like, the mood and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm really big into, like, jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot. Like, 90s jazz is really cool to me. But depending on the day, like, indie rock, pop rock, things like that. Mm-hmm. But even, like, R&B, hip-hop, there's a place and time for it all.
Exactly. Yeah, it really does kind of depend on the mood you're in. Like, a lot of times I'll just have, like, shuffle on for, like, all the songs I have saved, and I keep skipping them for, like, 5 minutes straight until I have, like, no time to listen to music, but, like, it's hard to find the right one, but when you do, it's the right song, you know? Yeah. So, do you have a favorite condiment?
I think barbecue sauce. Just because of how versatile it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get stuck in a box with ketchup or mustard or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But barbecue sauce is all-purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, barbecue sauce, you can do a lot with it. It's not... There's not many situations where, like, it goes bad. Like, barbecue sauce on pizza, like, it works.
It works.
Ketchup on pizza, I don't know
I can't do that. That's a little gross.
Probably
I don't like that.
Idea. Yeah. But then, if you think about it, tomato sauce is an important aspect of pizza, and ketchup is primarily made of tomatoes, but I don't know, do you think ketchup has like sort of a saltiness to it?
There's a lot more sugars in there.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like
sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you don't want to put that on your pizza.
No.
I'm personally a honey mustard guy, and I don't think it'd go great on pizza while we're on that topic, although I haven't tried it. But, you know, you just dip in, like, french fries and honey mustard, or, like, a burger, or putting it in a sandwich, like, it's hard to go wrong. You know, it's just, and, you know, very sweet, but, like, in a good way. It's like, oh,
yeah,
good old honey. Dip some chicken nuggets in honey mustard. I saw, like, from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not my preferred place at which to consume food, but if I'm there, I'm getting honey mustard for those chicken nuggets. Yeah. If you're listening and you want to chime in on the discussion, if you want to tell us your favorite condiment, then please call in. You can find our phone number if you just Google WMFO or go to WMFO.org, and yeah, I'd be happy to talk. So, without much further ado, I believe it's time for some cake. Alright, we're gonna play my favorite Cake album, Fashion Nugget, and one of my favorite songs from that album. It is called Italian Leather Sofa. now. Enjoy.
Freezer. doesn't care whether or not he's an islander. She doesn't care just as long as his ship's coming in. Silk dress and healthy breasts that bounce on his Italian leather sofa.
Was Strange Days by the Doors from the album Strange Days by the Doors. And before that was Italian Leather Sofa by Cake. It's come to be the time of the night for a public service announcement. I don't know about you, but like, I've been thinking a lot about dried fruit lately, you know? So I just thought I'd read you the dried fruit PSA. You know, like any dried fruit-loving American would. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Oh, also, Jaden's going to participate in this PSA. All right? So buckle up. Dried figs.
Apples.
Cherries.
Bananas.
Apricots.
Peaches.
Pears.
Pineapples.
Raisins.
Cranberries.
Prunes.
Blueberries.
Mangoes.
And oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
Wow. Well said, Jaden.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good work on that. So, yeah, that was the critically acclaimed dried fruits PSA. And we're now going to play. We're going to get a little funky, and we're going to play some Jamiroquai. So, like I said before...
Consequences are so grave, so, so grave. Now, the hypocrites, we are their slaves. So my friends, to stop that end, on each other we depend. All we depend. Man in high and liberty, stop it going on. We gotta wake this world up from its sleep. All people, money's on the menu in my favorite restaurant. Well, don't talk about quantity, 'cause there's no fish left in the sea. Greedy men been killing off the lot the rest of us. And you better play it nature's way, or she won't take it all away. And don't try and tell me you know my band, her bad right from wrong. Oh, you've upset the balance, man. Done the only thing you can. Now my life is in your hands. We'll be right back.
That was Driven to Tears by the Police. And before that, you heard When You Gonna Learn by Jamiroquai. And that was Wallace Buchanan on the didgeridoo right there. Now, it is currently 2:41 a.m. Do you know what that means, Jaden?
It means it's time for the Talking Heads.
That is correct.
Yeah. I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friend. Here they come. Follow me. It's not the future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
Was Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work, a true classic. And before that was Pull Up the Roots by Talking Heads from Speaking in Tongues, which is, in my opinion, the best Talking Heads album. Some people think it's Remain in Light. I respect that opinion, you know. Remain in Light's a good album.
It's a good album.
You have any opinion on that, Jaden, or are you not much of a Talking Heads kind of guy?
A little bit. I think I prefer Remain in Light.
What was that?
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Oh, fantastic.
That's what I said.
All right. So now, well, I think what we're going to do now... Do you want to talk about anything before we play the last two songs? Would you like to, like, because we'll do, like, a little outro message, I think. But is there anything, any message you would like to convey to the, you know, the vast, just...
Immense spread of people we're reaching
group
at
of
251.
Viewers that are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 at 2:51 a.m. I mean, you got the whole world at your fingertips pretty much right now, so you can, like, relay any message to them.
You got that problem that's happening? Yeah, that one. You're thinking about it now. You got it. You may think you don't, but you got it. That's all I gotta say about that.
Thank you for that, Jaden. Yeah, I think that's something a lot of us need to hear. So, I appreciate that. And I hope our very large, just vast group of listeners appreciates that as well. And now we're going to play Smoke and Mirrors by Gautier. Gautier is mainly known for his song Somebody That I Used to Know, but the truth is... he's made other songs that are not that song, and a lot of them are good, and I think they deserve some more attention. So here's Smoke and Mirrors by Gautier.
to throw it all away. Anyone would do the same. You got 'em going, and you're careful not to show it. Sometimes you even fool yourself a bit. It's like magic, but it's always been a smoke and mirrors game. Anyone would do the same. Done to make the grade, should you do the same?
Is it too easy?
Are you only trying to please them? You're desperate to deliver anything that could give you a sense of reassurance when you look in the mirror. You tell yourself and so you gladly sell yourself to others. Are you watching?